Steel, Cody.
Hey, Corey.
Hi.
Hey, Corey, it's Amy with Local Splash.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
The same thing.
Oh, good. How's the baby?
She is doing amazing.
I'm so glad to hear that.
We're very lucky. She's home and she's eating and growing and healthy. And
oh, good. That's beautiful. And she's gaining weight, right?
Sure is. She's getting fat now.
I love it. I love that. I love it. I'm so glad to hear that. So your account came across my desk. Tell me what's going on.
No offense. I'm just not happy with the service I've been receiving. It feels very cut and paste, and most of the service that I needed from you guys I can't get. I mean, the biggest thing, and we talked about it, was the reviews on Google. And I guess Google is telling you guys that there's nothing they can do. It's an algorithm thing, and their algorithm says nothing we can do about it. So I'm not getting any reviews on Google. The website that was given, I don't like it. I like the website I had significantly more.
Okay.
And like the main picture that was used was a before picture, and there was no after picture attached to it. So that's like my signature picture on the website is a before picture, which is terrible. Mm-hmm. I had a couple situations that there was pictures being uploaded that weren't my pictures. They were of general asphalt work, like they were asphalt trucks, not seal coating trucks, that I never gave, and so they had to be taken off.
Okay.
And, you know, it, really there's been no, I haven't seen any activity. Like, I guess there was only one post on Facebook, my wife said, you know, where something was posted. It was really just a repost of all the pictures that we've already put up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen zero activity. I haven't gotten a phone call. I haven't gotten anything from Google. And, you know, for the money I spent, I've seen nothing back from it. And I've, you know, joined a couple other things like Thumbtack and Angie's List, and I've gotten countless work off of it. I've just gotten nothing from this, and it's what I spent the most money on, I got to be honest with you.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to explain that to me, because I did want to go over your options here. You know, Corey, the thing is you paid the original $249 on June 30th, okay?
Yep.
And we gave you a two-month service credit because, yes, I see in the account that there was definitely some mistakes that they made with coming up with your website and these sorts of things going on. I did go ahead and read over the account, but, of course, I want to hear it from you personally. And I don't want you to think that I'm trying to sway your decision either way. I just want to give you the facts of what's going on here. So with the service credit, and then they gave you an additional 30-day service credit, you don't pay again clear until August 14th. You've been with us for 5 weeks. Within the terms and conditions that we went over in the beginning, and, you know, you signed with your e-signature, it says a maximum of 30 to 45 days for that first page placement and for this program to really blow up. I mean, you are right there on that cusp. I would strongly consider just taking advantage of what has already completely been given to you before you cancel the program completely.
No, I know, and I appreciate that. And somebody gave me like an extra month that called when I first said there was an issue with it. So I don't think I'm supposed to do anything until September. But
yeah, no, September 14th. Absolutely. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, you were supposed to bill on August 14th, but you have, I've been here 7 years. 7 years. And I've never seen them give 75 days on the front end of an account because they know that this is absolutely going to work for you.
All right. I know that. I definitely appreciate it. Believe me. But, you know, like I said, I signed up with Angie's List and Thumbtack way after I signed up with you. And I've gotten more work, I got to be honest, than I can handle. And Splash is the only thing that I've gotten zero work from. I haven't gotten a phone call. I haven't even gotten an email. I haven't gotten anything from Splash. And that's the reason why I'm kind of like, I like my website that I half-assed more than you know, the website that whoever built, and that's kind of why I'm saying I asked about a week and a half ago if I can have my old website back, and I still haven't gotten that website back.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm kind of, you know, disappointed what I have. I mean, everything just kind of feels generic and, you know, I haven't seen anything.
Have you looked into the dashboard at all?
Yeah, and I gotta be honest, I think most of the clicks have been my own, seeing if reviews have been popping off or when the website was coming in. It says I had like a couple dozen clicks, and I know I click on it 3 or 4 times a day to see if anything's come up.
Right.
So I have to imagine most of them are mine.
so if you're going in looking for qualityasphaltsealcoating.com, if you're punching that in, that's not considered a click onto the website.
Even if I do seal coating near me, I've done this before. I'm not in the first three, I'm number six. So you either scroll six down, and then I only have two reviews, which is me and my wife. You know,
right.
So, but nobody's...
sixth place on the first page of Google in 5 weeks, that's not a terrible place to be at all. And that's not where you're going to stay, Corey.
Right, but if I can't get any reviews...
Continued optimization. You can get reviews. I know the review situation was super frustrating because we had talked about that before, you know. And they applied a tiny URL, which is a special link that when the reviews go in through that way, but they should be posting, because I read the notes here from the Google call directly according to what your requests were, obviously. And I mean, I don't understand what it means. I'm being honest with you. Like, I don't understand why the algorithm report and removed legitimate reviews. Like, that doesn't seem like a proper response to me coming from Google. I understand where you're frustrated with that.
So the last person I talked to said that, you know, the issue was resolved. So the person who I did the basketball court for, who I'm friendly with, I messaged him and I asked him, hey, listen, I've asked you 4 times. Do you mind doing it one more time?
Going one more time, right.
And that was like 3 or 4 days ago, and it's still not up. And he said, I copy and pasted it, bro. And I'm like, all right. And it's still not up. So whatever issue there is with Google, I mean, I don't blame you guys for Google, but that was my biggest reason for wanting to sign up, was I couldn't get anything Google popping up and reviews. And if I still can't get any, it's...
Well, I'm wondering if it's not that copy and paste situation that's causing the problem. Like, if he puts a brand new fresh review in there, I mean, I'm just kind of spitballing here. You know what I mean? If it's a review that he's gone and tried to leave before with the exact same wording and the exact same stuff, maybe that's part of the problem. I'm not sure. Not that that's an excuse by any means, Corey. You know, I want to do what you feel is very best for your company. You and I had a great connection. I spoke with your wife. I feel like I'm disappointed that you're not happy with the services. And I'm trying my very best to offer you every bell and whistle that we have in order to make this work for you, because you're right there on that cusp. You're 5 weeks in. You have until September 14th. I mean, why wouldn't you hang on to it until then?
Oh, I hate to say it, I haven't seen it. Amy, you're amazing. Let me tell you, if it was your company, I would just waste the money on you, because you're a great
It's not a waste, though.
No, I'm saying you're a great talker, but...
What else can we do to... Is it the people you're talking to? Is it anybody in particular? I mean,
I have no complaints about the customer service. Believe me, I just have my complaint is, you know... the $250 I've spent with you, and I know in the long run that's not a lot of money, but like I said, with the other companies, I haven't even spent half of that, and I've taken on more work than I can handle.
Okay.
I gotta be honest.
I'm
still doing administrative stuff from quotes I've still gotten from them, so it's just kind of where I'd rather put my money in. As much as I'd love to have Google up and running, it's just,
Well, there's no worries. I can definitely cancel the program, but as far as refund goes, I don't have ability to authorize refund. In the terms and conditions, it states it's non-refundable. I stated it in the voice verification. I don't have a way to process refund, but I can definitely push it, kick it on up the chain and ask them if they're willing to give you a refund. But
No, I understand that. The only reason why I said it is because I've gotten, like I said, zero activity for my money. And that's what I was looking for. And believe me, I'd rather be on Google than anything else, because I paid for a lead with the other ones.
Then just let it, if you understand that the refund isn't a possibility and you see what's going on here, like, go ahead and give it that free service credit. Let that work out for you, Corey. And then if you're not happy by September 10th, then you call back and say, you know what? I've given you guys absolutely every possible shot that I could. That's it. Cancel it. I'm done.
All right. That's fair enough.
Right? I'm not trying to charge you a single penny more. I really want this to work for you, and you really want this to work for you, and I'm going to do my very best. I'm going to message over to the website department, and I'm going to get back to you on what it is we can do about the website issue, because you're completely unhappy with it. So let me work on that.
That's been my biggest catalyst to go. I didn't want to stick around with the website. I hate to say it looks like a generic one that should be as a sample website for somebody. And in fact, I have a before picture just kind of made me think that there's somebody out there who doesn't, part of my friends, give a shit and just throwing pictures up that didn't look at my site.
You're entitled to feel how you feel, and it's your company. It's representation of you, Corey. Absolutely.
Yep.
You're entitled to feel that way, and don't feel bad about it. Don't you dare feel bad about it. You're being absolutely honest about what it is that you want as a proper representation of your company. I completely get that, okay? So let me see what else we can do with the website situation. Let me get back to you. I will get back to you tomorrow because I've only got 45 minutes left, and I don't want to promise I'm going to get back to you today, but I'm going to start working on it today, so I have an answer for you on what it is we can change. Well, if we can get back the old website, if they have any other design that you might like better, something else, let me work on that for you, okay?
No, that's fair enough. I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? If you have a complaint or there's something going on, feel free to contact me directly. Okay?
All right, yeah, I wasn't sure how that worked after, you know, we did our...
Yeah. No, well, I mean, I always give you customer support's number, but I'm going to send mine out again. Okay? Here you go. I'm sending it out to you one more time. Because You're comfortable talking to me. You know what I mean? And you feel like you can be honest with me and let me know exactly what it is. Now, and I'm sure you were completely honest with them too, because you're not a hold them back kind of guy, you know? But just so we keep that attempt and that line of communication open as well. So I'm going to work on this. I'm going to see what else we can do. I understand where you're coming from completely, and we're going to figure something out for you, okay?
All right. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You give that baby a big fat kiss for me.
If you got it anyway, then you got it. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Bye.